11:27 p.m.,
which is ostensibly local time. It's 19:30 where you are, and it's time for another exciting episode of Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. It's that time of day once again. And if we check our conveniently placed agenda, we'll notice that it is time for the second round draw in our Dubious How's That Committee tournament. All of the first round games have been played, and so now it's time to discover who will play each other in the second round. And what I've done is I've written down the the names of the four teams who have made it to the second round. That would be Petey Boys, SDF, Mo, Zeptar, and Pippa. And I've written their names down on these little pieces of paper that used to be fortune cookie fortunes, but now they're important slips for me to do stuff. Remember, kids, recycling starts at home. So, for game five, we'll draw out the first name, and it is Zeptar. And Zeptar will play. Let me draw out the second name. Ooh, Pippa, my cat. Zeptar and Pippa will be playing today in game five. And in tomorrow's round two game, we have Petey Boys SDF playing, of course. Don't even have to draw it out because we already know what it is. Mo. So Mo and Petey Boys SDF team will play tomorrow. And then after that, we'll have some consolation bracket games. So we might as well get this game started. Our first second round game, Pippa versus Zeptar. We got to flip a coin to see who bats first. Pippa will be heads. Zeptar will be tails. And we have heads. It is Pippa. So we'll type in, start the program here. Which team will bat first? P-I-P-P-A. And which team will field? Zeptar. And we hit enter. And we're off. Let's play cricket. Here comes the delivery. The first ball, no run. Second ball, it's a long roller, rolls over the boundary. That's four runs for Pippa. Third ball, no run. Fourth ball, no run. Fifth ball, no run. Sixth and last ball of the first over, it's a hit, three runs. So as we start the first over, Pippa has seven runs, no wickets down. She is off and running. I'm going to take a sip of tea here. And I think I want to go to Herrenhaven, maybe look for some matis or some mushrooms or see what's out there today. All right, let's put my camera in my pocket here. I got my keys, putting on my socks, taking one last sip of tea. All gone. Okay, let's check the game real quick. The 11th over has just started. And, the first ball of the 11th over. The runners were running, but got stumped. So, five wickets now down for Pippa. She has 94 runs. So she's 94 for five, on pace to do about 200. Let's go to Herrenhaven, and we'll check this stuff out when we get back to see who wins. All right. We'll be at Herrenhaven in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are in one of my favorite places. I am, of course, at Herrenhaven. And there's lots of grasshoppers jumping around. And, children coming out of the butterfly garden. Oh, it's a fairly nice day, but the sun's trying to come out. We do not want the sun to come out. I'm standing over a mulch pile, in which there was obviously a turtle nest. I'm seeing little, little broken turtle eggshells. They look like, I don't know, ping pong balls that have exploded. And great. Now all the kids are walking down the forest where I want to be. This is not good. So we're going to take a different route. We're going to go past the bees. Oh, it's a little windy out here today. Lots of grasshoppers. And now here's some mud with some Mati tracks in it. We like marmot tracks, don't we? So we're going to go up here to the Mulhall's gate, look into the culvert, see if we can find any Matis. Oh my goodness. And what do we have here? Hi, Mati. Yeah, this culvert, it's got a bunch of fresh dirt dug out of it. It's almost like mud. And there's a Mati nose sticking out of the little pipe. Hi, Mati. Oh, we like the Matis so much. As soon as you see the fresh dirt, you know you've got a Mati. And let's check the other end. Yes, the end of the pipe has got some fresh stuff pushed out of it too. So somebody's clearing out the culvert. It's Mati time. Oh yeah. Man, what's the deal with this wind? We need to get back into the forest so we have some wind breaks. Walking along here in the open, it's too windy. And now I'm walking by the beehives and I see some bees, but they're not doing much bee action. They're just hanging out. Oh, so windy. At least it's a little bit cool. But I do not think that the wind noise that I'm recording is probably very cool. It's probably mostly very annoying. And now I'm walking through the cut, so we're making it back into the forest. And the sun's trying to come out again. And I am not going to go out on the water today because that's where those kids are going to go. We're going to make our way right over the land bridge and head into the forest. On my left is the billabong, entirely covered in duckweed. And I don't see anybody in there. And on my right is the sub pond, also apparently empty, but probably has frogs in it. Oh, what's this? Oh, this is cool. There's this little flush of tiny caprinus mushrooms on this log, on this little stick. And I have never seen mushrooms on this stick before. It's so exciting. I'm going to take me a picture. Photographs of baby little tiny caprinus mushrooms. It's so nice. If my camera will focus on the right thing. Don't focus on the stick. Focus on the damn mushrooms, he says. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's keep on moving. Let's see, I was here. When did I come here? Yeah, I came here yesterday. I didn't bring the equipment because I didn't feel like recording. So I was just walking through here. Those mushrooms weren't here yesterday. And that's a good lesson to learn about mushrooms. If you do not see some where you normally do, check again the next day because they do grow fast. Alright, I'm walking by Turtle Bay. There's no turtles. But I do see a bunch of frogs. Let me check out on those logs. Nope, no turtles, no dudes. We sure haven't seen any muskrats in a long time. I wonder if they're going to return for the winter and build some of their little muskrat huts. Muskrats, they like to overwinter in cattails. They have muskrats live in houses called push-ups, and what they do is they wait for all the cattails to die in the fall,
the cattails fall over, and, you know, and they create a mat of cattails. And what they do is they swim under the cattails and they just push them up. And so you end up with these little tents. Literally, they look like tents or teepees or something. And they just hang out in there all winter. And then when the spring comes, they crawl out the sides. You find some big holes in the sides of them. And you know your matis are out and about. I mean, your scratties are out and about. I'm crossing over a footbridge, looking into the turtle reproduction pond, and there's nothing going on. Nothing going on in the pond. Ponds are fun. You should go to your local pond and find some stuff. You can probably find some dudes, or maybe you will find some mushrooms. You don't know what you're going to find at your pond until you actually go there, so my suggestion to you is to go there, find some dudes. Alright, we're just about to the big blind here, walking into the blind. And what do we have out here today? Oh, there's some ducks sitting on this log, the tree that has fallen into the water right here. Oh, this is the closest I've ever seen any duckies. I think I'll take the picture. Don't move, duckies. I gotta adjust my camera first. Take it out of macro mode. And now I'll take pictures of ducks. Click, hi duckies. Oh, there's three duckies just sitting out here. They're going doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And I'm saying, hi duckies. And they're looking at me. And they're wondering what's going on. So take some more pictures. Oh, one of them flew away. The one that was on the lower branch flew away. I'm gonna back out of here real carefully. Of course, as I start to back out, then the other two ducks on the log fly away. Oh, there's still a fourth duck on a low branch. Stay there, dude. You don't see me, I'm invisible. There's some ducks over in the corner too. Oh, where did he go? Oh, he jumped off his little stick and he's just swimming away. He's not too much of a chicken. He's not flying. He says, yeah, so what? You never seen any dudes before? I'm gonna stick my head out here now. Yeah. It's windy enough that the wind has blown some of the duckweed to the edges of the pond, and so there are some clear areas, but, not a lot of action. Okay. So turning around and leaving the blind. Now gonna walk up this path a little bit and slowly check some of these logs for various mushrooms and stuff. What's down in here? Nothing. Nothing. Okay, so I guess this means we can keep moving. I'm glad we got to see those duckies on the branch right there. Never seen them sit there. So that's new. What kind of ducks were those, you may be wondering? I think those were teals. I like teals. They're very nice. Maybe we should walk down to the edge of the turtle reproduction pond here, see what we can find. Oh, I see lots of frogs jumping into the water. Ooh, here's an interesting fungus growing on a stump. I don't know what it is. It hasn't produced any mushrooms or anything. It's just this white mycelium running. Okay, so gotta remember to look for something growing there in a couple days. Oh, I see a few frogs out here in the pond, but that's about it. Not much action. Like, you know, where's my scratties? Where's my snappers? Don't see anything of the sort. Alright, so what are we going to do? I'm going to keep moving. Oh boy. Cross back over the footbridge here. My life seems to revolve around walking over footbridges. I usually hit a couple every day. Sometimes more than two. Up to as many as six or seven. depending on where I go. I'm scanning the ground over here for mushrooms. This is a mushroomy area, but oddly there are none at this time. We should have some good moisture in the ground, but things are drying out. We might get some rain later tonight, I saw on the news, on the Weather Channel. And so, another good burst of rain and some cooler temperatures like we've been having will get us some fun fungus action. Fungus action! Alright, there's some bugs. Bugs in my face. Wait, did I just see a snake? No, it's just a gray stick. Dope. I was hoping to find another snake. Maybe we should go back and try to take a picture of that marmot in the culvert. Wait for him to stick his nose out. And take pictures of Mati Nose. Let's go take pictures of Mati Noses. Okay, now this is weird. I've got one of those, what's that one slime mold that bleeds red latex? Got that growing right in the middle of the path here. Very awesome, very awesome. It is not currently bleeding, and it won't for another couple days, but man, we might have to come back here tomorrow. I don't know yet. This place is getting overgrown with different kinds of ivy. There's Virginia creeper, and then there's this other stuff that it looks like a cross between grapes and pumpkin. Looks like a pumpkin vine, but scuppernongs. It's probably some kind of wild grape. And it's all over the place, growing all over stuff. Kind of like my house, where I've got milkweed growing all over everything. And I'm growing the milkweed to help save the monarch butterfly. Wow, look at this. Here's a elderberry bush. It's got lots of elderberries on it. They're nice and ripe. These will be yummy for birds to eat and mantis, if mantis can climb up this high. All right, we're back to the dragonfly pond. I'm seeing no dragonflies in the dragonfly pond. How ironic. All right, so we're behind the building and we're about to be within view of the shed. Let's look under the shed. Do we got anybody under the shed? No, I don't see anybody. So let's go see if we can find our Mati. Yeah, I've got a little white butterfly flying around me. Maybe he's a moth. We don't know. All right, I just need to get around the corner of the butterfly garden here. And we can walk back down the drive to the Mulhall's property. And I don't see anybody now. But, you know, I can't even see the hole, so, duh. Wow, it's windy out here again. Oh yes, and look who's here, sticking his head out of his hole. Out of his Mati hole, I'll take a picture of my Mati. Oh yes, that's a good picture of a Mati. And he's got all this fresh dirt dug out. There's bugs flying around in there. Let's go check the other end. Go check the other end of the culvert. Oh yes, lots of fresh dirt. Hey, I'm making noise on this side of the pipe, so you'll go stick your head out the other end, Mati. Oh, he's so nice. Now we're gonna get on the back end of this, so he has to stick his head out to see me. So he'll be like, hey, where'd that dude go? I better stick my head out, then I will take a picture of my Mati friend. Except he doesn't want to stick his head out. This Mati is very smart. He's not falling for my tricks. Except I think he's right there because there's just tons of bugs in the mouth of the hole. Come on, Mati. Stick your head out so I can take another picture of your mutty face. And he doesn't want to. Doesn't want to stick his mutty head out. It's getting windy. I think I spooked him enough he's not going to come out for a minute. So I'm walking by the butterfly garden and I see two monarch butterflies plus some white moths and one of those other dudes. And now I'm going to walk into the mushroom garden to see if we got any mottis doing motti stuff back here. And you know, also check for mushrooms just in case. All right, nice ivy ground cover. I don't see anybody sitting on logs. Oh, there's something on this log. What is this? Oh, how very interesting. We've got ourselves some raptor barf. Somebody was eating a small mammal and then threw up all the bones and fur. So we've got a little skull, pieces of skull, pieces of jaw bone, and other little bones. Oh, here's a tiny, tiny little vertebrae. Gotta take a picture of that. Very interesting. So let's head over here to our mati spot. And although the grass is starting to turn brown and fall over, still can't really see into there very well. And if there was any mottis in the grass, we would have seen them moving. So apparently we got no mottis back here today. And that's okay. What's this? Oh, it's a bug on a log. I thought maybe it was a mushroom. Oh, the sun's coming out. Let's get back into the shade. Yeah, and then a helpful cloud blocks the sun. Hooray for clouds. Welcome to the cloud. There's a cricket, a little baby cricket. Little bugs around doing little buggy stuff. Now, I'm thinking, should we go back over to the little culvert where that mati is? See if we can get one more mati shot. Was that a butterfly or was that a grasshopper that just tried to assassinate me? Something just went flying by my head real fast. Bzzing! God damn it. As I approached the hole, I was getting my camera ready and his head was sticking out. And then as soon as I get the camera out, he ducks back into his little pipe. Oh, you crazy mati, come out here and say hi. She wants to come out here and say hi to me and my friends on the radio who love matis so much. We all love matis. Come out and be our mati friend. There's bugs flying around. Come out. Maybe he wants to dig some more dirt. Because matis likes to dig. They like to dig the dirt. I wonder if this guy's coming out. Okay, between the wind and the sun, I think it's time to head home. I'm approaching my car. I'm tired of listening to bugs. And it's getting a little warm. So, let's head home and get ourselves some food and a result on today's How's That game. All right, I'm just checking this little ravine here real quick. All right, back to my car and back home. On the count of three. 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, and here we are back in the studio. It's time to check the results of today's How's That game, which was our first second round game between Pippa and Zeptar. Pippa was up to bat first and managed to earn 251 runs. That's pretty good. But Zeptar came back, got up to 250 runs, and in the 30th over on the third ball, he hit a boundary six. He knocked the ball in the air over the boundary, earned an automatic 6 runs to give him a total of 256 runs. And so Zeptar wins by 3 wickets. 251 to 256 with 3 wickets left over. Nice job, Zeptar. Zeptar moves into the third round. Write it down here. And why does my pen never want to work when I need it to work? Time to get a new pen. Zeptar. And we move Pippa down here to the consolation bracket. And Pippa will play the winner of the game between myself, Tobe, and Yandal, or Jandal, depend on how we're pronouncing that. I don't know. So, tomorrow's game will be between PD Boys SDF versus Mo. And then after that, let's see, what day will that be? Saturday, I guess, we'll have some consolation bracket games to see what's up. Oh, this is so very exciting, playing in How's That tournament live on the radio, right here on the Dubious How's That committee tournament. I suppose we can return our Barbados quarter to its place. I'm going to spin it on the table here. We'll put it back over there for now. We'll need that again tomorrow. Oh, I've got myself a nice big cup of iced tea here. Mmm. It tastes very lemony today. Mmm. Maybe that's because of the lemon that I put in there. Oh, so yummy. And I'm starting to get hungry. Do I have any food in the house now that I'm thinking about it? And I've got, you know, pasta, but I don't feel like eating pasta today. What else do I have? Well, waffles, of course. The irony is that I went to the store earlier to buy a fresh 10-pound bag of sugar. And I got some cantaloupe, and I got some donuts, and that was about all I bought. Why didn't I buy some food to eat? That is some unusual behavior for me, but at least I get to eat a donut tonight. Nom nom nom. I'll eat that before I go to bed. It'll be my donutty snack. Oh, and speaking of snacks, it's about time for me to make some more snack mix. Oh, that's what I should have bought at the store, is more cereal. Oh, now I'm remembering that. Oh, I thought about it, but I did not buy cereal at the store that I went to because it's cheaper at the other store. The little store by my house, they're one of those stores that don't sell family-sized items unless it's their own store brand. And that way they, you know, it's profit margin, etc., etc. So I buy different things at different stores. I gotta go to the other store to get the big box of cereal. I think I need to get some more butter, too. So I don't think I'm gonna be making any more snack mix tonight. Well, maybe I will. Maybe I'll go to the store again later tonight. I don't know. You know what else I was thinking about adding to my snack mix is like chow mein noodles. That might be good. A little different. And, gosh, I've really been thinking about peanuts, but I really can't eat peanuts anymore, so I'm not going to try that, but I highly recommend that you do so at home. If you're wondering about my snack mix recipe, you can find it on the bulletin board or just listen to the August 20th show of Dubious Goals Committee, in which I talk about the recipe and actually make some snack mix on the air. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC every single day. So tune in tomorrow. I gotta leave. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?